And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown is driving through Simpsonville on one of the most dangerous errands of her life. She is going to Louise Simpson's house to pack a suitcase for Louise, who is to be taken by Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium, where Louise will be away from her brother-in-law, Christopher, and his wife, Madeline, who she says are threatened to kill her. And they are. But Ellen is unaware of the trap awaiting her, as now, driving along, she hears her old friend, Mariah Hawkins, call to her.
Why, Mariah, what are you doing out so late?
Oh, I'm just walking home from the bingo game down at the firehouse. I might ask you the same thing.
Well, I'm on my way to Louise Simpson's house.
Oh, here, let me get this. Ah, oh, get in now, I'll drop you home.
Oh, thanks, Ellen.
That's twice today I've had a lift. Anthony took me to the cake sale.
Oh, did this sale go over well?
Just fine.
I tried to get to it. But I'm so tied up lately.
Oh, those crazy Simpsons.
Yes. Louise Simpson's going to leave my house tonight and go to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium. She's staying there for a week or two till she can pull herself together.
Well, it'll take more than a week or two, I can tell you that much.
She sounded all right a few minutes ago when I left her in my guest room. I'm on my way over to her house now to pack some things for her.
And why, in pity's name, couldn't she do that herself?
Well, she's positive her brother-in-law, Christopher, and his wife are going to kill her.
Could you blame them? Louise has all the Simpson money, and she won't share it with Christopher and Madeline.
Oh, Mariah, now, really?
Well, I'll go along with you, Ellen, and help you pack Louise's things.
Well, that won't be necessary, Mariah. As a matter of fact, I want to do this without attracting any attention at all. Louise gave me her key. It's so late, Madeline and Christopher will have gone to bed, and they'll just think it's Louise coming back. I'll go straight to her room, pack a bag, and leave, I hope, without their hearing me.
Well, why all the secrecy? Certainly they know Louise is peculiar in the head.
Oh, just a whim of Louise's. She doesn't want Christopher and Madeline to know where she is or that she's going to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium. So I'll pack her things and slip out. Tomorrow I'll run over and tell them that Louise has gone away for a rest.
These people get a rest so often.
I feel all right about the Simpson situation now, Mariah. Louise told me that when she comes back, she's going to make a decent settlement on Christopher and Madeline so that there won't be any reason for unfriendliness between them.
People with money. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, here you are, Mariah, at your front door.
Oh, well, thank you, Ellen.
And don't worry about the Simpsons anymore. What's most important is that Anthony and I understand each other.
That is most important, Ellen. Now, you're sure you don't want me to help you pack for Louise?
Oh, I'll manage. You go to bed. You had a day with a cake sale.
All right, Ellen.
Good night.
Good night, Mariah. See you tomorrow.
Mariah Hawkins is to remember Ellen's voice as it rings through the June night, just as Dr. Anthony Loring, Ellen's fiancé, is to remember the telephone call he is now making to Ellen's house from the operating room floor of Health Center Hospital just before going in to attend to an emergency call. At the telephone, Anthony is saying,
"Darn it, no answer. Ellen must have left. But you'd think Louise would answer, unless... Oh, hello? Oh, Louise. What happened? Were you asleep?" "Uh-huh, that's what I thought. The sedative's beginning to work. Look, Louise, I can't possibly drive you to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium tonight. I have an emergency operation getting underway. Where's Ellen?" "Oh, gone to get your things from the house. Well, look. Tell her that I won't be by tonight. What I think we may do is to let Ellen drive you to Shadow Lawn tomorrow." "Yes. But that's all right. You go back to sleep. Leave the message for Ellen, though, won't you?" "All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you feel better, Louise. And I think the week or two at the rest home will help. Fine. Goodbye."
Anthony hangs up the telephone and turns briskly to his own work, and until tomorrow will not give Ellen more than a passing thought. Meanwhile, at the Simpson house, Christopher Simpson sits in his room, alone in the dark.
When it's dark like this, I feel so sure of myself, so positive that I know what I'm doing. But the lights go on, and then I see myself for what I am. A coward. Someone my own father had no faith in. But Madeline says all that's finished, because Louise will die tonight, and Christopher Simpson becomes the top man. You wonder, though, if anyone married to Madeline can ever be of any significance. The thing to do is not to trust anyone. I trusted too many people. My brother Alex, his wife Louise, Madeline herself, and Anthony Loring. Anthony Loring. He'd testify against me. He'd agree that I'm out of my mind. I think that's what Madeline plans now. She married me so that when I was the Simpson with the money, she could turn on me. I think so clearly in the dark like this. There's Madeline now. Come in.
Christopher, you're in the dark. Why?
I like the dark, Madeline. I feel important in the dark.
Well, it isn't good for you. There, that's better. With what you have ahead of you, it does no good to sit and mope.
On the contrary. In the dark, I undergo great illusions about myself. I'm proud and strong.
Oh, stop it, Christopher.
Perhaps your nerves aren't what they should be.
My nerves are fine. Perfectly fine. All there is to do is wait until we hear Louise come in and go to her room. I have the key. The telephone in there is turned off. She can't possibly call for help, even if she should become suspicious.
And when do I appear and shoot her?
I wonder if you're capable of it. Frankly, I think I'd better do it.
You're beginning to talk to me in your true feelings, Madeline. You're beginning to give me an indication of the loving attitude you will display when this is all over and the wills have been probated.
Christopher, what kind of nonsense is this that you're talking?
It isn't nonsense. I'm a slow thinker, Madeline. But my slowness is such that it results in a very thorough analysis of situations.
I'm sure I'm very much surprised at your suspicion of me, Christopher. Well, surely you're not expecting me to be a clinging vine.
I expect nothing. Nothing but the worst, Madeline. That way you're never disappointed.
Now that is rubbish and makes no sense at all.
To me it does. I mean, I shall be ready when you bring Dr. Loring here for proof that I am not competent to handle the Simpson affairs.
When you talk like that, Christopher, you do sound utterly mad.
Perhaps I do.
Listen to me.
But you see, there won't be any Dr. Loring then, Madeline. There won't be any Dr. Loring.
Christopher...
Wait, Madeline. I hear the car. Put out the light.
Louise. She's come home.
Poor Louise. It's rather pathetic, isn't it? Her wonderful sense of power is going to be obliterated now by a very small bullet.
Be quiet, Christopher. Did you hear the downstairs door close?
Yes. She'll be coming up the stairs now, won't she? Yes, Louise is well and strong. In no way compared with me. Who drags one foot after the other painfully, pitifully.
Christopher, be quiet. I can't hear.
She hasn't reached the top of the stairs yet, Madeline. Remember, I know those stairs. I forced my brother Alex up them with a gun in his back. Up those stairs, and the ones above them, and the ones above them. And he came down much faster, plummeting like a rock over the stair railing all the way down and broke his neck.
The door to Louise's room closed.
Fine.
I'll go down the hall and lock it. I'll lock it, and then...
Yes, Madeline. Go ahead.
Christopher, we're together in this, remember. Together, all the way.
Of course, Madeline. Of course.
Madeline softly tiptoes down the carpeted hallway. But she need not be so careful, for Ellen is already deep within Louise's closet selecting clothes.
Let me see. Only white clothes, Louise said, because she's in mourning for her husband, Alex, whom she hated, for whose death she feels no sorrow whatsoever. Oh, here's the white shantung suit and the white linen one. Now there must be shoes to go with them.
The sound of a key turning in a lock as Madeline gently locks the door to Louise's room, but Ellen does not hear it. What do the next few minutes hold for young Widder Brown?